All right. We have Tim from Snail. He's executive producer of Snail. Snail makes games, and we kind of just did this interview not too long ago.
That's
if you remember.
I can do it. I can do it again.
For those who don't know, let's talk a little bit about who Snail is.
Okay, Snail Games was founded in 2000 by a small team of five software developers. They wanted to start making games on their own. They were one of the first 3D engine teams in China. So the transition from 2D side-scroller platformer type games into actual real 3D games. The PC MMOG market became very popular in Asia, and that's where Snail Games basically became successful. We have about a dozen games. Our most popular game is Age of Wushu. It's currently still going. It's in all of Asia, North America, Europe. Very profitable, very fun game. And the shift of PC MMOGs that are currently free-to-play, freemium games, you download the full game and you're able to purchase items and energy and weapons and things like that. The shift is moved into mobile in China, and mobile gaming is the next big thing. It's booming over there right now. So given our market in the PC space, we want to be in mobile. But instead of just making mobile games like most software developers, Snail Games has decided to become a telecom. So we're one of the only private telecoms currently in China. So we are manufacturing SIM cards and providing data and communication plans. So we have content, and we have a manufacturing facility making SIM cards. So we decided to buy a larger manufacturing or one manufacturing facility to start creating hardware. So now we have content, software. We have data connections for the user to get that software. Right. So we needed our own platform. So we've created two platforms to do that. And they're right there.
Right there. Right. So tell us. Go ahead, Nick.
So it kind of makes sense. You know, moving, you picked up a couple of plants and ways to develop hardware. So now we have hardware. And the first one I find interesting is the handheld device, the W3D, right?
This one.
And it's interesting because for two reasons. One, the similar style for the buttons and whatnot are there. The joysticks and all that are there. But two, it's a fully functional phone.
Absolutely. It's Android 4.4, so it's KitKat. Under the hood, it's a very powerful, competitive phone, both camera-wise, processor-wise, GPU, storage space. I wouldn't say that it's revolutionary from the smartphone perspective, from the standpoint. It's an Android smartphone. We do everything everyone else does, but we added buttons. We're a game developer. We're a studio that lives games.
So in that sense, it really is revolutionary because it's a gaming phone. Yes. I mean, normally you have to put in a separate attachment case to get that phone.
Which is terrible because then your phone is massive at
and
that
you're driving
point.
A bus wheel. It gets messy. But what you guys figured out is, you know, there's a lot of games that are out there that are limited. And we kind of talked about this. You can only do certain things. I have a small phone. I don't want to swipe and take up the screen. I can't see what I'm doing when I do
That's right.
You've taken the controls, put them on the sides, and now it opens up almost limitless possibilities for interaction.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, from a developer standpoint, when you're trying to design your game, it starts with the vision of what kind of game do I want to make? Do I want to make a racing game? Do I want to make a fighting game? Do I want to make a platforming game? Depends on the strength of your team and the content, the character style, everything that you think about that becomes the product that you want to do. And when you get that vision nailed down, we're going to do a fighting game for smartphones. Now, how do we do it? Mm-hmm. Because we don't have D-pads. We don't have punch buttons and kick buttons. So now we're left with, do we swipe to do our fireball motion? Do we tap and fall? You know, it breaks down the mechanics of what we're used to doing, and now we're struggling on the phone to create the real experience.
I mean, some games work really well on phones and a touchscreen interface.
Sure,
just spectacular. But for games with multiple interactions, multiple ways to move or activate things, they're not so much.
That's right. You can chop fruit and you can match three and you can swipe and tap and that's really it. You can't do four button combos or press two buttons and do a swipe and then tap. You just can't get that level of interaction.
Right.
So we figured there's tons of games on smartphones. Some of them are great. Some of them are outstanding, but they're built for that device. So what we want to do by building this device is take those games, remap them to our control buttons and our sticks and our D-pads, and we do that through software. Any game that you can buy off the Google Play service or that you've already played or already purchased and played will remap to this phone and play better.
Wow.
Or play the way it really should play.
I like that.
from a developer point of view and a gamer, I've been playing games since I was 8. I've been making games for over 20 years. It allows you to have that core gaming experience again on your phone. On smartphones, you can't play first-person shooters well. You can't play fighting games well. You can't play racing games well. And that's the hardcore demographic. The hardcore demographic are not playing match 3 games or right. chopping fruit. They're just not.
I think that causes that little rift between mobile gaming and actual gaming, where mobile gaming, you're like, oh, okay, it's just casual games.
That's right.
Because that's all you can do right now via the developing tools. You only have a swipe. You only have
a
spin.
I mean. I mean, there's some great games out there that are really meant to be played 3 to 5 minutes at a time.
Yes.
While you're waiting in line or at the doctor's office or whatever the case may be. But for somebody that wants to sit down and play a hardcore game, you want to sit down in front of a PC or a console or something like that, but you've brought that experience to the mobile device.
And a lot of the titles that are extremely popular, especially in China, they're very hardcore games. There's a lot of action going on the screen that it starts getting smaller and smaller. The buttons are harder to hit, and you're swiping over because there's a lot of real estate in the game that you can't get to. We have a 5.5-inch screen. The phone is wide, but it's also a touch screen, so you can actually still use buttons. Let's say you needed to scroll really far right and up. So you can hold one of the buttons, and your map is going that way, and then you can scroll at the same time. So it just allows you a little bit more flexibility and creativity.
Excellent, excellent. So what do we have here?
We have the O-Box. It is our online console. It is also Android-based, 4.4. The really cool thing about this is we've partnered with NVIDIA. We're using the Tegra K1. It's modular in design, which is something that is extremely rare for console, in the sense that you can upgrade your GPU, your CPU, your RAM, if you up to 4 terabytes worth of storage, if you want a large 3.5, 2.5 SSD drive. We really want to bring the PC moddability and performance of being able to keep the platform alive for a while and continue to increase its performance, as well as the open source platform of Android. This allows the end user to create content to upload to the App Store that will work on a console.
Cool.
And we've seen a lot of different Android gaming devices for the living room, for the console in the past.
Sure.
You guys have kind of separated yourself a little bit by making those partnerships and by making it available to create, again, more hardcore games for a console experience.
Yeah, we're game developers first, right? So the first thing we focus on is what kind of games as a hardcore gamer do I want to play? And that means we want to be on the cutting edge. So it's a 4K streaming console. It's a 3D console. It'll play games in 3D. If you have both the phone and the console, the phone will act as a controller for the console.
Cool.
You don't need
nice.
To use this. If you have the phone and the controller and you're away from home, you can plug the controller into the phone, output the phone to the TV, and you can play this way. If you're playing a game on the phone, you can stream it through the box up to your TV. If you have a movie on your phone, you can stream it through the box up to your TV.
I guess maybe the better question is, what can't you do with this system? Because it seems like you keep saying, well, I can do this, and I can do this, and I can do this.
Well, that's the power of Android. You're not limited to anything, really. You're limited to the hardware. So you mentioned the previous consoles that were Android-based that were trying to conquer the set-top market. And they did a very good job. They sort of laid the foundation just like any hardware does. Someone has to do it first, and then someone's going to come along and try and improve upon that process. And I think that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to be disruptive by using Android with cutting-edge technology, being 3D, being a 4K box, software overlay on the phone that turns any game from 2D to 3D, and giving it to gamers, giving it to Android users to say, you know, Google made Android for people like us, developers like us, to create products like this, so end users can go and create cool content and share it with each other. And as game developers, we believe that these products will allow a great number of developers, both small and large, to do really cool stuff that they can't do currently.
So the phone, available now?
No, we soon to be in China.
Okay.
The console is soon to be released in China as well. This is our first CES as a hardware manufacturer.
Okay.
It's you know, Snail's kind of coming out to the world that we are here. We plan on being disruptive in the console space, in the phone space. We're passionate about it. We believe that the partners that we've spoken with, both prior to CES and the overwhelmingly large response from both developers, our competition in certain hardware spaces, software development, people outside of our industry, where we want to work with them, telecoms or partnerships that have services. Because it is a Google platform, you have access to the App Store, which means any app can be put. Netflix can be on this
right.
box. Ouya, they have an application. We want their application on the box.
Okay.
It's open. We want developers and content holders or streamers or providers to look at this as another platform that's a little bit more powerful than what's out there in the Android market mm-hmm. and work with us to bring content to end
excellent.
Users.
Excellent. So is there a price point or you looking at U.S. distribution
we,
eventually?
We are. We have a number of discussions going on for North America and Europe. It's one of those things where we're not going to launch it when we don't feel it's ready.
Okay.
We have branding things that we need to take care of. We have more revisions on fit and finish of the hardware. The make or break things where the expectations of certain types of consoles and phones and what they should feel like where they come from is very important. People have this image of what a console needs to be, how it needs to feel, the size that it needs to be. With a phone, it's the backing. It's the, you know, does it wiggle a little mm-hmm. bit when I bend it? You know, what does it feel yeah. like a quality product? And our goal is to create that quality product so that when we do launch, not only is it a does it feel good when you use it, it's a solid product,
right.
that we have the content. And that's really the biggest thing. When you launch, a phone is easier because it's a phone. The App Store is already there. The Google Play Store is already there. So most of your work is already taken care of. And usually with a phone, you need something special about it. You add a stylus into it or you add buttons to it. You target a demographic that is left behind, essentially.
Right,
and,
right.
and if it works, that's great.
So snail.com
yes.
is where people can find out all the stuff you guys are working on?
Snail.com/EN.
Snail.com/EN will take you to information about what's going on. And do it in English so we can read it.
Yes, absolutely.
And Tim, we want to thank you for coming on.
Thank you. It's my pleasure.
Thanks,
wish you the best
we
of luck.
We are looking
thank
forward
you.
To
thank
what you.
You
have next year when
yes.
we come back here and
can't
see
wait.
Us. So come
yeah,
back and
we'll
see us.
We'll be here bigger and better next year.
Sounds good.
Awesome.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Tim.